Okay, I've just come out of the House of Commons from the Science is Vital lobby. We had a meeting in Committee Room 10, which was sort of chaired by Imran Khan from CAIS. And we had Imran speaking, introducing people. Jenny said a few words at the beginning to remind us why we were there. And then Colin Blakemore made another excellent speech about the importance of scientific research to the UK economy and to our country as a whole. And then we had speeches or statements from various politicians. We had a Conservative MP, a statement read out from the Labour shadow spokesperson, and Julian Huppert turned up also in person and made an excellent speech about the importance of science and investment, but did also then make some rather ominous noises that really cuts are going to come, and that we should consider any sort of cut that was less than 25% a victory for the campaign. That doesn't really feel like an announcement that's going to fill me with a massive amount of glee, because any cuts at all to the science budget are simply going to erode the UK's position against its competitors, not just in science, but of course in the vital industries that we're going to rely on in order to work our way out of this recession, out of this financial downturn. At the very end then, at the end of the meeting, we had a statement read out from Vince Cable, and that was read out by Professor Adrian Smith, who's from the Department of Business Innovations and Skills. And it wasn't quite as terrible as Cable's original speech to Queen Mary back on the 8th of September, I believe, but there were still again these ominous dark noises about financial constraints and focusing on excellence. There was no repetition of the 45% figure of science that wasn't quite up to scratch, which was a measure of progress, I believe. But even so, I think that the news that will come out when the comprehensive spending review is made on the 20th of October is not going to be good news for British science. But that's what we'll have to see. There was a fantastic turnout at the lobby. I managed to speak to my MP, who was Mr. Bob Stewart from Beckenham, and it was good of him to turn up, but he very much towed the party line and said that, you know, there are cuts, they don't want to make them, but there are going to be cuts. And try as I might to persuade him otherwise, he stuck rigidly to that line, but I guess one would expect that. But it was good to see so many people turning up at the meeting. The room was essentially full, and the support was drawn from far and wide, and at the end of the meeting then people dispersed to talk to their various MPs. So it is at least helping to put science and scientists on the political map, and I hope that really this Science is Vital campaign is only just the beginning of something greater, because it's time really for scientists to stand up and make a noise about the really impressive and valuable contribution that they make to the UK in many different areas. And let's see if we can hold our MPs and our ministers to account come 5 years' time, when election time comes around. Let's see what they've done for science by then. But to do that, we're going to have to keep campaigning and keep moving forward. So I hope that anyone listening to this and anyone who's signed a petition will be signing up for a commitment that will see that project through to the end. I hope you can hear me over the voice of the tube, because I'm heading home now from Westminster. So this is Stephen Curry signing off, and good luck to the Science is Vital campaign.